This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good news today. Hello, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day way to while away some important time. All the time you have in your life is important. It's how you use it. So you choosing to spend some time with us while perhaps you're doing other things. I think this is a hard program to have as background sound. All right, some music stations are good for background sound, but when you get right down to it, conversation on the air about important things or just stuff that's interesting, it's hard to not pay attention. So here we are with the good news today. I'm going to repeat something that we were talking about before, but it's worth repeating because it's a very important story about ice cream. Ice cream, this is the good news for all of us who love ice cream. It's better for you than a multigrain bagel, number one. There are other things we can compare to lots of different things, especially if the ice cream has nuts and chocolate on it. Very good.
Especially that dark chocolate and throw some almonds in there.
Right,
so
exactly.
Basically, we are telling everyone that it's okay to have ice cream for breakfast or lunch. Or dinner.
Yep, exactly.
Or that bed night snack.
Eat your veggies and your ice cream. Avoid soda. That's bad for you. Let's see here. This is when your mother tells you to eat your vegetables. That's, yep, okay. Do that. Important
Gladly,
to do that.
Vegetables are delicious.
Right. And so then, ice cream on your veggies. How would that be? Ice cream on broccoli?
Hmm.
I suppose, what do you think? Yes? No? It's like nuts?
I'm not sure how I'd feel about it on broccoli, but I feel like, well, granted, tomatoes are more a fruit than vegetable, but they don't go in fruit salad, so
yeah.
We'll count that in. But I kind of feel like maybe a vanilla ice cream with some tomato and a little balsamic drizzle, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
I'll try it out for you.
Yeah, you can be the guinea pig
I'll
on that
one. I'll be the guinea pig, yeah.
Thank you very much. If you use soda, pop, or whatever you call it, tonic, not good. There's a ranking done in this study at Tufts University of all of the things that we eat, the common foods. It's called the Food Compass, and it rates food from 1 to 100 based on their nutritional value. The higher the number, the better the food, and the ice cream is at 37, whereas the multigrain bagel had a 19, and saltine crackers had a 7 on a scale of 1 to 100. What I don't get is Fritos chips got a 55, huh?
Mm-hmm.
French toast got a 35. Cappuccino got a 69. Let's see, what else is there on here? Starchy vegetables, excuse me, somewhere between 42 and 43. Okay, here are, let's see, meat, 67. Poultry, no, seafood is 67. Poultry and beef, 42.
Yeah, seafood's the healthiest of the
24.
Meat.
Beef is not good for you. 24.
Mm-mm.
Which I think a lot of people, you know, they're beginning to get that. Although everybody likes a good taste of a hamburger or a steak or something like that. And it's okay. Dr. Ken says okay to have it once in a while, but not good to be eating it. Some people have hamburger every day.
Well, and isn't it? Oh, I used to be one of those. I could honestly eat a cheeseburger when I ate red meat. I could totally eat a cheeseburger every day. And now I've been off of it so long that it doesn't even sound good to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like even with the fish and seafood, there's those microplastics and there's mercury you have to worry about. And so it's like even the healthy stuff, everything in moderation.
That's correct. Everything in moderation. Okay, let's see what's going on here in the, this is in the child abusal department. This is, people are crazy. Here's a daycare teacher captured on video punching a 4-year-old in the head.
Isn't that sick?
What in the world?
What kind
and
of
didn't do it just once. Repeatedly hit this child on the playground.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Ashley Richards. She was arrested and charged with a count of child abuse. This is from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. The witness heard screams coming from the playground of the KinderCare Learning Center in Dunedin. KinderCare is a national company. They have, like everybody else, there's some big company buys up all the local outfits, and they all become the same rubber stamp. So this witness got on video Ms. Richards yelling at the four-year-old and punching the child with an open hand and a closed fist.
And even pushing the child to the ground and shouting, "Do you want me to hit you?"
Yeah.
This person has issues.
What a nut bird. How did she get hired in the first place?
Witness.
See,
yes, yeah, where's the background check?
I'm going to take a shot at KinderCare here because, again, this is a national company. They're bean counters. They aren't educators. It was started by an educator here in Massachusetts, matter of fact, and then they sold out to a regional company that was doing this, and now it's become a national. And it's like everything else. They're all bean counters. I'm betting that this is an example of, and this is a real indictment of them. So if you have a child going to KinderCare, to a KinderCare in your community, maybe you ought to check it out a little bit more and find out they hire, who they hire, and where they find them.
This preschool teacher has only worked there since March of 2021.
Yeah. Well, how old is she? 32?
32. Yeah.
And this will sound a little snazzy, but you know, I wonder if she can't get a job working in a real school. There's a question about how they hire and who they hire. So she has been released on her own bond. Court records don't reflect what's going on.
She's denying punching or even hitting the child. She's denying all of it, even though there's video.
May I say something? As we talk about what goes on in the world and what goes on each day around not only our country but wherever, but in this circumstance, you find that there are lots of weaknesses in the so-called perfect human being. There's a lot of whack jobs around. Here's a viral video showing a man in his 40s verbally abusing a mother for her crying child during a flight. This happened on Tuesday afternoon. A male passenger in his 40s began to berate a mother on a flight. And so the man tells the mother that she shouldn't have a child if she can't educate them.
Oh, bless his heart.
Cursing, ranting, raving. And he called her a bitch and, you know, that kind of stuff. And then apparently the mother said, "You should apologize for calling me a bitch." Cursing at a child. Anyway, this is craziness. But it is on a plane, frankly. I don't know whether you're being facetious there. I think this really is going to sound terrible. I don't think young children should be allowed in first class. That's not why you buy a first class seat, because you want to listen to the children. And a lot of parents do a good job, or as much as they can, to take care of their children, and some children don't. You know, I saw a treatise the other day on how to handle a kid who's kicking the back of your seat on a plane. How often does that happen? Well, how to do it?
Yeah, what did they say?
It was sort of an agreement with what I did. You turn around, and you look at the mother or the father, and then you look at the child and say, "I'm going to report you. I'm going to get the stewardess. And when you get off the plane, you're going to have to face the consequences because you're assaulting me." And see how that works. You are, in a sense. You're being assaulted by somebody who's kicking you in your back. That's what they're doing. You think that's going too far? I don't know. I just think that there needs to be... Parents are doing some parents do a great job.
Especially on a flight, and depending on the child's age, it's hard to control. We were on a flight with Mac, and he was teething. His ears hurt anyway, and that air pressure, we had all kinds of things. Snacks, games, drinks, and he didn't want any of it because the poor thing was just in pure misery. And I was fortunate enough that I was on a flight with a lot of cool people. There were a lot of people that kept looking at me and smiling or giving me a thumbs up or telling me, "Hey, we can see you. You're doing a good job." And that was really nice.
Well, support's always good to have. It is. All right, here's another, look at this. Disagreement between two football coaches in Texas. The season has started down there. So the suspect, there's the one of the football coaches is shot and killed during a game.
A youth football game, no less.
And the suspect is the coach on the other team, whose brother, by the way, plays in the NFL.
Yeah, ex-NFL player. Can you imagine? And these poor kids who witness this are going to be traumatized and carry this with them for the rest of their life.
So Mike Hickman was the fellow who was shot to death by, Yaqub Talib. I guess that's how you say his name. Yeah. Police say the shooting happened about 9 o'clock at a community park in Lancaster, Texas, outside of Dallas. Witnesses told police a disagreement between the opposing coaching staff of these two teams over calls made by the officials led to a physical altercation, and then Talib shoots this guy. Not once, but four or five times. This guy should go to jail for the rest of his life and never be subject to parole.
How did this escalate so
drastically? Why do you have a gun with you at a youth football game? Huh? What the hell's the matter with you? This and the guy who got killed, great father, great man, great role model.
Well, and this is also one of the other conversations regarding guns and people who legally have guns. If you are pushed to where an argument makes you shoot somebody, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Not everyone who has a gun will lose control
Insanity.
Like that.
No.
But that is a problem.
Yeah. My heavens. Imagine what this loss. Imagine what these 80 kids who are watching this are thinking. What does it do to them for the rest of their life? They're going to have this thing imprinted on their mind, their brain. But, yeah, there's so many questions that come out of this in terms of having a gun at a game and you being that angry. What's the matter with you? And why hasn't it been caught before? What is this guy? Does he teach? Is that why he's a coach? Good God. I wouldn't want to have him around my children. All right, it's 18 after.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Bye. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Where would Paxlovid be more successful than not?
Well, Paxlovid works by inhibiting viral replication. So it has to be used early as the virus is dividing. If it already has divided and gotten throughout your body, it's too late to use Paxlovid. You inhibit viral replication, but you didn't get enough of it, and it starts replicating again when you stop taking it.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for our social media, the trending gossip, little Doug's dirt. This is a very, I don't know how I feel about this. I almost cried, I think, when I heard this. Bruce Willis is recorded in an impromptu jam session with a friend. You know, he has aphasia. And so he can't really do much of anything anymore. But apparently it isn't in his mind, however it works. He's not giving up. So he's seen playing the harmonica alongside of Derek Richard Thomas, excuse me, in an Instagram video that went viral. It was actually posted by his wife. It's a black and white video.
He's wearing so sweet.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so here is Bruce Willis in this jazz. What's that, Thomas?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Bruce Willis on the harmonica.
Got to do what you want, baby.
It's pretty good.
It is.
Yeah.
The chills. He's really good. He tried his own hand at in the music industry, what, in the late 80s?
He had a band. He used to travel around with the band and had a lot of fun doing it. It kind of reminds me of Kiefer Sutherland, who isn't a great singer, but he has a band, and because everybody knows who he is and everybody knew who, you know, Bruce Willis was, they went to see what he was like, either of them, when they played an instrument or sang songs or whatever it is. And because this has more meaning to it, given the fact that he was diagnosed and became public info, what, about 6-7 months ago, very early in the year, he was basically taken out of his acting
Well, yeah, because aphasia, you struggle to communicate like I am now. You struggle to communicate, right. And it affects the ability to speak. And as an actor, you really need that ability.
Yep. So the women in his life, I remember this, his current wife, Emma, and his first wife, Demi Moore, and their children were all around him when the announcement was made that he was retiring because of this diagnosis. If you look on the Mayo Clinic website, a definition of this disease, it affects your ability to communicate, including your ability to speak, write, and understand both verbal and written communication. So anyway, there have been a lot of things on social media about this. I would think there'd be ways of supporting somebody who has this to try to, you know, make them their lives better. He's what, 69? I think 67.
67. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's got a lot of life left in him, or at least you would think. I don't know. I think he did a lot of drugs when he was younger. I do remember that about him when he was doing Moonlighting with Sybil Shepherd. That was one of the, he had a fling with her, and one of the things she said that was the reason for them stopping was because he just had too much time with drugs, and she didn't like that. But anyway, that we thought you'd like to listen to him and have that story about Bruce Willis and that jam session here. 28 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday there will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people in the West and Mexico. Syria's foreign minister denied Wednesday it's holding a U.S. journalist, Austin Tice, or other Americans after President Biden accused the Syrian government of detaining him. Attorneys for Lori and Chad Daybell, charged with conspiracy to kill their children in Idaho and steal their Social Security benefits, asked a judge on Tuesday to send the case back to the grand jury because they say the indictment is confusing. Arizona charges against Lori are on hold for now. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney loses her re-election campaign in a blowout to lawyer Harriet Hageman Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The state of Florida, always one step ahead of the federal government in D.C., is setting up plans now to combat the army of IRS agents hired by the Democrats to squeeze every penny out of hardworking Americans. The Florida CFO, Jimmy Petronas, says if these new agents step out of line in Florida, they will be met with the long arm of the law.
87,000 new IRS agents will now be hired. Now, the wealth has moved to Florida. If we look over just the past year, $23 billion of new annual income just last year alone has moved to the state of Florida. One, we're going to require all state chartered banks to report any type of IRS engagement. We're going to require licensure of all IRS agents as they enter into the state of Florida. And then there's going to be a fee that will be spun off from that license. That fee will go into a trust fund. That trust fund will then be a civil defense fund, or if it needs to be used for suits against the IRS for politically motivated targeting.
In the final frontier, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski advanced from her primary, along with Kelly Chewbacca, her GOP rival, endorsed by President Trump, while Republican Sarah Palin was among the candidates bound for the November general election in the race for Alaska's only House seat. Join millions in celebrating today's Baby Boomers Recognition Day. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
A grandmother gets weekly visits from a chatty owl.
Isn't cute, though? It actually responds to her, and occasionally it tries to sit on her lap.
Yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now. My voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen. My given name is Dudley, but nobody ever thought that was a good... They like Dudley Moore. That worked for him.
Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right. That's why I don't use Dudley, because it was always Dudley Do-Right. And Doug was something that people heard when I was in college. Everybody's looking for a nickname, so people were calling me Dud. And not everybody heard Dud, they heard Doug. And so Doug kind of stuck, and that's why many years, all these many years later, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kushner. Jay's not her real name either.
No,
she's an imposter.
All
right, Jessica. So, but how does Jessica go? Let's see. It's Jessica, Doug, and Jessica. I like Jay. Jay makes it easy. It's like flows better. You know, that's not a bad thing. Speaking of things that are not bad, good news. If you have Bed Bath & Beyond stock, it's up 60%. How about that, boys and girls? Five-month high. A lot of trading this week. Retail investors continue to drive up the shorted stock's price. It was thought to be on the way out right? That's what happens when you're short.
Yes,
stock.
So many of the stores have been closing. It was more of the Beyond and just buy things online from Bed Bath & Beyond. There really were no store options.
Yeah, right. Well, you can buy a lot of that stuff on Amazon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We had a Bed Bath & Beyond, a big store here in Framingham, closed about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, as you've suggested, have done that. But anyway, the rapid rise in the stock price, there was a short, what do they call it, a short squeeze. People who short the stock, a lot of big investment companies do this. And this is what puts a lot of these other companies out of business, frankly. However, the stock in Bed Bath & Beyond yesterday was the most traded stock on Fidelity's platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad. It was up 78% at one point to $28.60. And trading was halted because of the volatility of the stock. About 189 million shares changed hands in just, 4, 5, 6 hours. So now, if you look at the stock from earlier this month, it was up 60% in a day. It's up 440% so far this month. Man, don't you wish you could have seen that coming? Don't people always say that same thing? Right?
Yep, or you get into the wrong stock. You get the wrong one.
Right, the wrong time.
Missed by that much.
Right, exactly. AMC, the movie theater chain, same thing. Everybody thought they were going out of business because of the pandemic, and they've come back strong because of the strong move in the movie business this year. That was good stock to have, but who knew that? That's the thing about the stock market. Who knows other than the people who are really inside?
Well, and that's why a lot of advice that comes from people who are big in stock markets, whenever they're telling somebody who's new and wants to get in. Well, no, it's if they're new and coming in and they ask for advice, they always say, don't do what everybody else is doing. Find a brand that you or a company that you feel passionate about and then into them. Yes, get something that you feel passionate about. Don't just do what everybody else is doing, because then it ruins the trends anyway.
Yep, that's right. Exactly. All right, let's talk, as long as in the business department, there is a new thing in the business world called quiet quitting. And this is
something... It needs a name change. This is the dumbest name ever.
Well, there are a lot of dumb things that are on social media.
Then the concept of this is it's just finding work-life balance. If you have a 9-to-5 job at 5 p.m., you shut your computer and you don't check your emails until the next day. But for some reason, TikTok is like, oh, it's called quiet quitting. No, it's not. It's a healthy work-life balance.
Well, is it a reason for somebody to get fired or for you to leave if there's pressure on you to, I think, didn't we earlier this week or last week talk about performance on the job and how many people had been working more and enjoying it less or getting paid less or not getting paid more because they're working more?
And times are changing where employers cannot take advantage of employees as much as they were before, where especially new people coming in and it was like, well, no, we hired you on to do this job and now we need you to do this job, but you're not getting any more pay for it. And people felt like they had to say yes. There wasn't an option as an employee to say, no, I'm not going to do that. A lot of people felt that way. And now it's like, no, you hired me on for this. My contract says this. And people aren't afraid to hold others accountable.
Well, there's this whole business that you and I talk about with regularity, the Gen Ys and the Zs and however you want to describe yourself, millennials. That group and younger are basically the reasons that this is an issue, because people are just quitting. I don't like my job. I'm just not going to go today. And so, well, how are you going to pay your bills? Oh, I don't know. There's government money around. I can,
find another job.
Yeah, well, that may be part of what's going on in the employment cycle, where you can't find people to work.
And that's the other thing, too. I feel like once upon a time, people older than us, like maybe Gen Y even, and older XYZ, Gen X, I mean. And it was, I just need a job. It doesn't matter. I just need to be able to pay the bills. And now people are finding that there are options, and I don't have to be miserable in a job that just pays the bills. I can find a job and be happy, or at least happier. I don't have to take abuse. Because also in the workplace, it can't be as abusive anymore. It used to be very volatile.
Yeah, that's true. Hard to find good bosses. So here's another step on that rung, if we can go down this road for a moment. There's always, you know, there are always two or three things that come before me. I see this. Okay, let's connect it to that. So here's something that you may or may not believe. Three quarters of people in our country believe that going to college is not to get an education. Now, it goes beyond that, it seems. It teaches life lessons. Poll of 2,000 adults, 73% agree that college educates you about adult life just beyond, you know, if you're going to school. This is, and I think the conclusion that one would take away from this is if you take stuff online, you're missing out. And I would agree with that. I would have missed a lot if I hadn't gone to college. It was a great social awakening for me.
It's the first time for a lot of people to live on their own.
Yeah. Did you, when you went to school, what was the experience like when you first got there? Were you afraid? Were you excited?
More excited than anything. My first year of college, I still lived at home. I went to a community college. And then my second year I moved out to Colorado, and I loved it. It was a very small school. There were only three buildings on campus. One building.
Wow.
Was the dorms and everything. Yep. The other one was the infirmary and the cafeteria and the gym. And then the other one was all of the classes and the theater.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you liked that experience because it was close.
It was absolutely fantastic. Yeah. I was in the mountains. I was about 20 minutes outside of Aspen.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely fantastic. And the way that it was set up was if you were not in the veterinarian program, you didn't have classes on Fridays. Only the veterinarian program had classes on Fridays. So every weekend was a 3-day weekend.
Wow. There you go. Party time.
I really enjoyed it. Just snowboarding all the time. I was able to come home a lot, too. I came home once a month, not a lot of people get to do that. But it really was great. I have cherished memories of that. I wouldn't have had that if I didn't go anywhere. And a lot of friends that stayed home for college, or they went away to college, but they went in groups, a lot of them didn't have that going off on their own until after college. It's you have to be thrown into doing something alone to find out what you're made of.
I think that's very true. I was looking, this is a poll that was done for Texas Tech. The results reveal that 44% of the people who responded are considering returning to college or maybe even going for the first time. They haven't been. They went to work out of school, high school, and now they're interested in learning new skills. I think that's a good sign. My son's taking a second master's degree program. He decided he applied to three schools, but he's going to do it online because he can't be taken away from his own job and the job of raising Jasper. But he wants to have that additional degree to use it for other things that he wants to do in terms of his counseling career.
That's great.
But I think there are a lot of conversations that a lot of people have about the cost of college, and that's something that is one of the reasons people do the online thing, because it doesn't cost anywhere near as much, because there's nothing, no walls, no brick and mortar. It's just stuff, software, and maybe the teacher, you know, putting forth a syllabus, and this is what you have to do, and this is what you have to learn, and here's how to take the test, and this is what happens when you do well, you get your degree. Bing, bang, boom. But I do think, I'm with this, I think there was a need, at least in my life, to get away from home. I needed to get out of here. And so it was a perfect choice for me. I was very fortunate, knock on wood. And a lot of people have that experience and love their college experiences. And other people, it's not that big a deal. Everybody's different, and that's what this proves. Speaking of things that are different, in a moment, we're going to discuss why you ought to fill your shopping cart with ugly watermelons after this.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal. The sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working on fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
46 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So this comes out of my experience as a farmer, the farm food and family connection that we have here on this program and also on my weekly program called The American Family Farmer. Those of you who are concerned about looks, you go to the store and you buy the prettiest vegetables and you buy the best looking veggies and fruits, that kind of stuff. So because of that, there's an incredible amount of food waste in our country. We're the only country on the planet that thinks like this. For whatever the reason, we've been trained to only be happy with something that looks good. And it's a colossal problem when it comes to food waste. There are all kinds of companies that are now taking advantage of this. You've probably seen some of them. There are a lot of them online. There are apps available where you can buy dented, quote-unquote, watermelons or squished peaches or whatever ugly produce there is. So in the case of watermelons, Jay, turns out that certain elements most watermelon pickers consider, like discoloration, dark spots, that sort of thing, are actually signs of a more nutritious melon. How about that?
See, but when you don't eat the outside of it anyway, why does it matter?
It doesn't. There's an app called My Healthy Dish. And the fellow who is the professional chef has shared three things to look at in watermelon and maybe in other things as well, right? The sweetest ones, the usually sweet watermelons, are watermelons that have cracks in them. I don't know. I'm trying to remember when I usually buy pieces of watermelons. I don't buy the whole thing. But I think I know what you're talking about. Cracks in the outside. If you look at the, and you can see that on other melons, whether it's a muskmelon, you know, the kinds of things that happen depending on the weather, much as anything else. And sometimes the sun cracks stuff. If you've got a big yellow patch on the side, if you're looking for a perfect watermelon and you see the green stripes, we like those. But if it's got yellow on it, we don't like it. But yellow actually shows that the part that's yellow is more tasty. And that's the one that's under the sun. So it ripens on the ground, which is better than fast ripening. So anyway, pick your watermelons carefully, folks. It's 10 before the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you got questions about your pet? We have answers. Well, actually, I do have some answers, but I pretty much, it's kind of like that book, Everything You Learned in Kindergarten You Found in the Sandbox. Everything I know about dogs and cats I've learned from Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. I've been listening to Warren, let's see now, how many years have I been listening to you? The real side of the story is that we met in 1993 when we were both on KVC, and it's been a love affair of mind ever since. I have great regard, and I'm not being facetious. There's probably a list of maybe three or four people that I respect as broadcasters, and Warren is right on the top of that list. So his pet show is available for you to hear around the country every weekend. You go to his website, petshow.com, and engage in conversation there about the issues that affect your cat. And today, we'll celebrate with Warren National Black Cat Appreciation Day, celebrated every year on August the 17th. I don't know why. I don't have much use for black cats, but there are a lot of people who like a black cat with yellow and green eyes. I don't know. Can you trust a being with yellow and green eyes? What do you think, Warren?
Listen, first of all, black cats are absolutely amazing. They're no different than white cats, green cats, blue cats, or any other color cat. They're just amazing animals. The problem is, very often, people have negative associations with black cats, and black dogs, for that matter, as well. They're much more difficult to find a home for a black dog than any other color.
And I will tell you that a black cow is very difficult to manage. My lifelong relationship with cows, black cows are ornery and difficult. They just are.
Well, it's not the same with cats. I don't know cows. There's not too many cows that have to housebreak, but I'm telling you, when it comes to cats, there's no difference. The only thing is that the people's assumption that there's something, you know, they're perspective. Witches, whatever. You know, cats are kind of interesting because black cats have been, you know, associated with witches and the devil.
Right.
But years ago in ancient Egypt, they were worshipped. In other words,
yeah,
they were actually memorials that were mummified, put in the graves with the people they lived with. And they even mummified rats so the cats would have something to eat in the afterlife. So I don't know. Black cat, if you want a cat, what do you care? You know what? Every dog, I've had literally hundreds and hundreds of dogs and cats. I could care. I don't even remember what color they were. After they live with you for a day and lick you once, who cares what
right color they are? Right. I guess that's true. Yeah, right. Remember Felix the cat? Felix the cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat. Felix was a black cat. There were a lot of different, but I think there was, weren't there black cats associated with the Salem witch hunts?
Yeah,
and they burned the cats with the witches.
Yeah, the black that black cats were kind of part of the witches, and
yeah,
had their own powers. All these stupid, ridiculous stuff. Anyway, if you're looking for a great pet,
get a black cat.
Black cat, but just make sure come Halloween you keep that cat inside because black cats get in a lot more trouble outside on Halloween because of
Halloween. People. Okay, I want to talk about why it is that Daisy and other dogs that I have known in life will sometimes do what I ask them to do, and sometimes they don't do what I ask them to do. Daisy will look at me if I say, okay, let's go back to the truck, and she'll head off in a different direction, and I'll say, Daisy, come on. She'll look at me, and she keeps going in the other direction. So I guess...
She's losing something she loves. It's like the dog park, the dog playing at the dog park. The owner calls the dog. Hey, come here, Rusty. Rusty comes to the owner, he puts a leash in car and takes him home. He's just having a ball playing with his buddies, and now he associates coming back to the person, and he's going to be taken away not having the fun he was having. So things I recommend that you do is there are times, if let's say you're at the dog park, call your dog and then let him go back and play three or four times. Don't always call your dog just because he's going to lose what he really, really loves. Make sure you reward them each time. Release them back to play on a regular basis. These are mistakes people make. Even people, if they have a dog in their backyard and they call the dog, the dog's playing in the backyard, they call the dog doesn't come, then they yell at the dog finally comes, he's put inside, and he doesn't enjoy the outside he was having a ball in. In other words, don't assume that the dog is going to associate the fact that every time you call him, he's going to lose what he's going to have. He's going to lose this one. So make sure when you call your dog, there's always a reward at the end. And something we call, I'm just coming up the right word, I'm going blank on it. In other words, don't do the same thing all the time. Sometimes you take him home, sometimes you don't.
Very
association.
Your routine. Yeah, but always have a treat in your pocket. See, I don't do that. Daisy does what I want her to do or what I ask her to do, but she takes her sweet time sometimes because she's smelling, she's going down. Here, I want to smell this. And that's just natural for a dog.
Yeah, but
right?
You brought up absolutely. But you brought up an interesting point. In other words, I just did a story on my show this week because a lot of times people say, you know, my dog was younger and he listened to me all the time. Now that he's older, he doesn't listen to me the same way, and they think maybe it's just the hearing. But sometimes a new study says hearing loss can be associated with the dog losing some of its memory. So we'll talk about that in the future.
All right, 59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.